And it actually launched under goodreads.com with a Z. A little bit of Goodreads trivia. Luckily, the guy who had goodreads.com with an S sold it to me, and otherwise, I'm not sure if it would have taken off like it did.
How expensive was it? Are we talking thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars, tens of thousands?
Thousands of dollars.
Okay, wow.
But which for me at the time, not having a lot of money was a decision I actually struggled over. I can't believe I just struggled over it because now it's a no-brainer. James had another bit of wisdom for me, which was a good domain will give you a 30% extra chance of success. And I think a lot of companies don't realize that when you look at all the dumb domains out there.